Services only and should not be regarded as a recommendation or an offer to sell or solicitation of an offer to buy securities or investments mentioned herein. This broadcast is the opinion of Jordan Kimmel. At the time of this broadcast, a member of Mr. Kimmel's household owns shares of the company discussed in this program. Additional information on topics discussed herein available upon request. Good morning. Welcome to Magna Investing with Jordan Kimmel, the show that will take you through the ever-changing world of investing for a profit. Now, here's the host of Magna Investing, Jordan Kimmel.
And welcome and good morning to everybody. Welcome back to Profitable Investing with me, your host, here at Magna Investing, Jordan Kimmel. And let me share with you, we have, as usual, a couple terrific guests lined up. And our first guest in the next segment here, we're going to actually bring on one of the leading experts in ethics. We'll bring on Dr. Ronald Duska, professor over at the American College, named as one of the most 100 influential people in business ethics by Ethisphere magazine. At the bottom of the hour, we're going to bring on Alan Lipson, the director of insurance and insurance planning over at National Securities, a 25-year veteran in financial planning through the use of insurance products. But as always, in our first segment, I like to zoom in on what's happening on the closer view in the markets in general. And I join you here with some very, very positive news for everybody. For a while, we've been talking about being able, really, for the first time, to be able to use the Magnet stock selection process for individuals using our process in managed accounts away from private funds that I was doing for years. We finally, through National Securities, this week, have created my office in New Jersey, about 15 minutes from my house here in North Central Jersey, the frozen tundra where we are right now. But let me just give you a direct number of 973-285-3281. That's 973-285-3281. The first two callers will get a complimentary signed book by me, my new book, The Magnet Method of Investing. The book has been selling well, as probably have appeared more on CNBC and Fox, the local media, newspapers, magazines, than ever before. Why? Because we talked about something a couple years ago. We talked about something 10 years ago. We talked about something already 15 years ago, which is really just getting into the public domain, that you have to go beyond quarterly earnings reports for companies. You have to go deep beyond the diversification and asset allocation strategies that Wall Street propose if you're going to have any serious results whatsoever. At the moment, again, it's almost comical to me, the short-term news that comes out one day after another. Folks, I've said this, if you follow the economic news of the day, you're not sure whether we're in a full-blown recession or a full-blown growth period, whether they have to actually raise rates, whether they have to do something for the dollar. Remember just 4 or 5 months ago, the daily news every day was the collapse of the U.S. dollar and what that would mean. And I said that back time, and I'm not a forecaster of dollar, I don't trade currencies, but I said when you get to a consensus this strong about the problems of the dollar, what you're going to see is the dollar's just going to continue to rally higher and higher. Now, yesterday, the U.S. dollar against other currencies hit a one-year high. What's the news? Metals, grains hit as dollar surges. Folks, if you stick in the day-to-day minutiae of economic numbers, you cannot possibly get ahead. One of the things I've talked about was, if you want to step back a little bit, take a look at something called the yield curve. The yield curve measures the short-term interest rates and plots them out versus the long-term rates. And when you have an inverted yield curve, meaning the short-term rates are higher than the longer-term rates, you have usually a recession coming. In 2007, when the yield curve inverted and everyone said, don't worry about it this time, it's different, I said, it's probably nonsense. You need to be at least aware that the yield curve has inverted. When you have a steep yield curve, and the steeper the yield curve, the stronger the future economic development and gains, but there has never been a time when the yield curve is sharply rising that you haven't seen growth over the next 6 to 12 months. Well, folks, we have one of the steepest yield curves in the history of plotting yield curves right now. So what you have to do is look over the day-to-day craziness and plan on a stronger economy, stronger economics, and yes, in fact, jobs will come back. The second thing that you have to recognize is that while the stock market long-term has a lot to do with earnings, in the short-term, psychology plays a major, major role. Now, when the new bull market started in March of 2009, and it was clear as day that there was, in fact, a new market, people were talking about a double dip, a bear market rally, call it whatever you want, but the market actually end up showing some of the strongest one-year gains in the history of the stock market, that after falling some 25% over the first quarter. Now, bulls, bears, technicians, everybody was talking about the need for a correction, that we need to work off some excess, we need to get a little frightened, we need to actually see stocks pull back a little bit for better entry points. And I said back then, watch when the correction comes. People will be talking about, again, bear market rally, the end of the economy. They'll be too afraid to buy on the pullback. Well, folks, we are experiencing some such pullback right this minute. We're seeing maybe not only the index is off some 8% from their highs, but individual stocks, emerging growth markets, China, Brazil down more than 10%, but individual stocks in many cases already down some 20, 35% on some actually fantastically highly ranked strong companies. Well, folks, we know the Wall Street dance. People will not feel comfortable buying them until, again, they start to go higher, the market again is higher, and then people somehow get the confidence to come in during the rising price area. If you can, like Warren Buffett talks about, use Mr. Market's irrationality to get a little cautious when everyone's excited and to get aggressive when everybody is nervous. Folks, you have to get the psychology right, but you also have to get the individual selection right. Now, right now, I subscribe to a various amount of newsletters and technical reports. Not that I follow their advice, but I like to know what they're saying. Every one of them has gone to a technical sell. They are afraid of their own shadows. They're talking about selling, coming back, shoot first, think later. Well, interestingly, what I like to do, as you well know, is look at things like the new high, the new low list, even especially in softer markets that's selling off, the ones that are doing best. The individual companies are easier actually to find. It's very exciting for me to look at the companies that are hitting new highs right now. Several of them actually appeared on our top-ranked list over the year. We're not ever saying buy everything, buy the market, get complacent, close your eyes and don't follow your investments. What we're saying, if you give things time, cream rises to the top, and you need to work with the psychology of the market to buy when people are scared and to sell when everyone's quacking for your dollars. Now remember, the markets, whether the bond market, stock market, these are auction markets. And I remind people, if you were a buyer at an auction, what auction would you rather be at? The auction where everyone's aggressively, drunkenly, excitedly bidding on everything? Or would you rather be a buyer when people are afraid to buy, when people don't believe, people don't trust? We come back to that word. People right now would prefer to be in a money market that is yielding under half of 1% just so they do not lose their money. Is that irrational? Is that unexplainable, understandable? Well, folks, we just lived through a decade of the worst stock market performance in U.S. history. It made the 1930s, the Great Depression, look like the gravy train. So people are obviously distortedly depressed. They don't see a turnaround. They can't expect a turnaround. They can't see a ray of good news, even if it was in front of their nose. So it's understandable people are sitting so scared and nervous. That's why the opportunities exist. What I will tell you, and I can't promise you anything, but sometime in the next 2 to 3 or 4 years, the yield curve will invert again. At that point, the market will be much higher. I think at that point, individuals will drop their guard. They'll be playing catch-up. They'll be talking about the next IPO, the next hot thing. They'll be sitting on less and less cash. They'll have their money firmly placed in the market as it got more and more exciting. And they won't see any warning signs coming. And again, it's the Wall Street dance. It's if you've been around as long as I have, folks, and I do feel a little bit like a dinosaur, we can help you navigate that. But the most important thing we can do is strip away the emotion, we can strip away the fear, and we can help you with individual portfolios. Again, 973-285-3281. If you want your own portfolio reviewed according to Magnet, if you want some individual advice, that's really what I'm here for. I do appear on radio, television a lot. I am not a media star. I am, in fact, a money manager. We need to take a quick break. And again, we've been bringing on the leaders in corporate governance, ethics, sustainability. We will be right back with Dr. Ronald Duska, one of the leading experts in corporate ethics in the nation. We're excited to have him on, folks. We need a quick break. We'll be right back following a couple commercial breaks. We'll be on with Dr. Duska right now. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
Stocks, bonds, investment opportunities, financial news, and talk. We can help. Call us now toll-free, 866-472-5790. 866-472-5790. Voice America Business Network.
At the Magnet Investment Group, our job is to maximize returns for both institutional and individual investors. We have a team of licensed investment professionals who are available to handle all facets of financial planning, insurance, and investing for individual retail accounts. Go online now at magnetinvesting.com and see what we can do to help your financial success. Call right now, 1-973-895-4444. The Magnet Investment Group, a disciplined way to pick winning stocks. Dialogue is the single most powerful leadership tool we have to make a difference in the world. Leading Conversations with host Cheryl Esposito creates a place for that dialogue. Tune into the Voice America Business Channel every Friday as Cheryl hosts new conversations among leaders from around the world in business, government, art, economics, and social change. We'll explore big ideas and everyday actions and learn how their own leadership has led them to discover a newfound sense of possibility in the world. Leading Conversations with Cheryl Esposito, bringing big thinkers together in conversations that make a difference, right here on the Voice America Business Channel, every Friday morning at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time.
Are you tired? tired of the government squandering your tax dollars on bailouts and overpaid bureaucrats? On Free Markets with Dr. Mike Beitler, Mike Beitler and his guests explain why big government regulations are the problem and innovative businesses and free markets are the solution. Listen to Free Markets with Dr. Mike Beitler, Thursday mornings at 10 a.m. Eastern Time, 7 a.m. Pacific, on the Voice America Business Network.
Are you ready to grow your business? Listen for the Independent Business Owner Show with your coach, Rick Corrado. This entertaining talk radio program will bring you the tools to help increase your business. You'll learn sales success, time management, lead generation, business development, life balance, and much more. Rick Corrado is here to help you take your business to the next level. Listen for the Independent Business Owner Show, heard live every Monday morning at 11 a.m. Eastern Time, 8 a.m. Pacific on the Voice America Business Network. When it comes to business, you'll find the experts here. Voice America Business Network.
You're logged on to Magna Investing with Jordan Kimmel. If you would like to call in with a question or comment for Jordan or his guests, dial toll-free at 866-472-5790. Once again, that number is 866-472-5790. Let's get back to another segment of Magna Investing. Here's Jordan Kimmel.
And welcome back to Magna Investing with me, your host, Jordan Kimmel. Over the last several months, we brought on some of the leading experts in ethics, sustainability, trust in organizations. It's a pleasure to bring on Dr. Ronald Duska, professor over at the American College. And thanks so much for joining us.
Oh, my pleasure. My pleasure, Jordan.
All right. And before we get into your content, your books, and what you're thinking about, if you would, the M in Magna stands for management. We're always interested in the people behind the story. If you could you spend just a couple minutes on your own background, some of your accomplishments that put you in the position to be named as one of the 100 most influential people in business ethics by Ethisphere magazine?
Sure. I'm here at the American College, and for those who don't know the American College, we're the provider, probably the number one provider of ethics for financial service professionals. And I've been here about 13 years. Also, past executive director of the Society for Business Ethics, which is the preeminent business ethics organization of academic scholars and other people interested in business ethics, and publishers of the Business Ethics Quarterly. I got interested in business ethics over a quarter century ago, and came straight out of philosophy, did a lot of applied ethics. I did some medical ethics for a while, got tired of death and dying, decided to look at the business world. And then when a position came open at the American College, I got interested in the financial services area in particular, and came over here, and we've set up a couple of really interesting things. We've got a thing called the Mitchell Forum. Jim Mitchell, former president of IDS, set this up so that we get together every year with five leading business ethicists in the world and then five executives from financial service firms. We've been doing it for 10 years, just at our 10th anniversary. And we've also set up the Center for Ethics of Financial Services at the college, and that's the center devoted to the study of financial services. So and I got my PhD in ethics out of Northwestern. But it's been a wonderful experience. You get to interact with people who can really make a difference, and I've met some really superb people running some really superb companies. I've also run into some scoundrels, I suppose. But it's an exciting place to work.
Great.
And with exciting people.
Background. Let me just share with you, you said something in the last, towards the end of the introduction, which is fascinating to me, in terms of some really great organizations and some scoundrels. It seems to me, if you listen to the media, the whole society has broken apart. Everyone's out to hurt each other for their own self-interest. I'm curious if it's more of a media problem or if things have gotten so much worse over the last 10, 20 years. What do you think of that?
I think that's a kind of a yes and no. We're much more aware of it. And I think what's happened over the past 20 years, and particularly in the financial services, is that we've let the tail wag the dog. And by that I mean, Stiglitz was talking on C-SPAN, and he's the Nobel Prize winner in economics. And he said, what's a financial system about? And it should allocate capital and manage risk and run the payment mechanism. But the financial system has become a profit center of its own, and that's happened in businesses like at the, you know, one of my favorite examples is Gilbert Greeting Company, where the finance department started making the money instead of the production of the greeting cards, and that was 10, 15 years ago. Mm-hmm. And I think what's happened is trading stocks and bonds, which doesn't produce goods, it just allocates money and resources, has become a kind of profit center. And so I think the focus, and this is what I've been concentrating on for about 20 years, you got to look at the purpose of things, figure out what they're for, and all of this stuff is justified if it's helping society. If it's only self-serving and it's not helping society, then you're in trouble. And I think if you take a look at the companies and the change in mission statements. Somebody just asked me to do a reflection on the last 20 years, so this is where this is coming from. Take a look at the mission statements from 20 years ago. 20 years ago, you talk about profit being the primary only function of business. Now you look at the mission statements, and profit's way, way down. It's an added attraction, and you need it to stay alive, which brings up sustainability. I think some things just ought to die. Yeah, not stay alive, but those things that should stay alive, if they produce goods for the services, goods and services for the people, then I think they will stay alive. And I think that's what's, when you read something like Adam Smith's Wealth of Nations, that's what he's getting at. He says, you know, look out for your interests, but make sure it accords with justice. And I see, to come back to your question, I see in the industry, some really first-class companies, and I'm not going to name them to embarrass them, but they really do live by their mission, and their CEOs live by that mission, and they take it very, very seriously. They're to provide, you know, particularly some life insurance companies. I know they get a bad name, but they're there to provide this guarantee of financial security to people. They're in the sell, risk assessment business, but they remember that their clients are the chief thing. Do they get paid well? Yeah. But I think the concern over executive pay is probably a little bit overblown, and that's kind of a sensational thing. I was with a group of CEOs, and I said, I know what you make. I can read the insurance form and see your salaries. And I don't know whether I insulted them or not, but I said, some of you don't make as much as a third-string shortstop for the Boston Red Sox, and you're a CEO. Right. I think there's a difference, though, between CEOs who've got to run companies and speculators on the market. That's a whole other thing. I don't know whether that's kind of a long-winded answer to your question.
I think you hit it on the nose, and I want to go to one other point, because I think ethics is a very, very critical word. I think some folks are asking the question, what legally can I get away with, and I'm acting right to the edge of what I can do, as opposed to what should I do? And what would I want done unto me, maybe, if the situation's reversed? Am I getting close to what ethics is all about?
Yeah, I think so. I've got a friend who I would call, he's an acquaintance, and I would call him one of the scoundrels. He loves regulation because he says it gives me a chance to make more money skirting the edge. I make the distinction all the time between the letter of the law and the spirit of the law. And there are people out there who are experts at avoiding the goal, the purpose of the law, by skirting it. And you know, these are the tax cheats and that sort of stuff. And I think the interesting thing is that the tightening up on tax irregularities and the test of if it's got no legitimate business purpose, right, then it's a tax dodge, even if it is within the realm of the law. And that's fairly interesting. if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. It does, and you know, we only have a couple more minutes. I think we could have you on for the hour. I know there's a lot of books you've written. I could come across an article, 9/11, Harry Potter, and Enron. In just a couple minutes, if you would, maybe you want to point people either to a website that you have or a website you know of where people can begin reading more and understanding more of what's out there in the literature of ethics.
Yeah, let me refer them to the college's website. It's www.theamericancollege.edu. And if you do the /ethics, if you don't do the / the ethics tab will come up. It'll refer you to the Center for Ethics. And there's a whole bunch of my articles on there. I do a lot of articles for trade journals so that people can read them. They're not esoteric stuff or academics that nobody reads. And I've had lots of fun. But the main theme is to, find out what's your purpose in life. And right now I'm kind of wrestling with the, and we took a look at stuff like gratitude and that sort of stuff. And I've got this theme called losing soul. It goes after Midas. When you start looking for nothing but gold, then you're going to lose your purpose in life. And I'm working with some people on stuff about, estate planning. And you got to do things like, what do you want to estate plan for? And I had a lot of fun with King Lear as In Need of an Estate Planner. If any of your listeners are interested in King Lear, how not to split up your kingdom.
Okay.
So we do stuff like that. I told you, I think I'm coming out with a second edition of our accounting ethics book, and we've just done one at the college, Ethics for the Financial Service Professional. So, but if you go to the website, check the Ethics Center and go to articles. There's a bunch of stuff on there on all sorts of subjects.
Right. Well, terrific. You know, I know I will. I think this is a subject that fascinates me. I think that it's going to come more and more into the forefront as we start to really put America back on track, rebuild some trust. I'm certainly going to be reaching out to you, trying to hope to get to know you a little better. I appreciate you coming on. Maybe there's one last thought before we go to commercial here that I didn't ask you that had in the forefront of your mind.
Just figure out what your purpose is and what your goals are and what you want to accomplish, and figure out which ones are going to fulfill you in your life. And part of that's going to involve, since we're social beings, interacting with others and taking care of others. I think Adam Smith said it very, very well in his Theory of Moral Sentiments. We've all got this concern for the welfare of others, and I think that's probably the heart of what drives ethics, and I think it's probably what fulfills us in life most.
Right, so belief that people are essentially good, maybe that there are plenty of scoundrels out there, clearly they get the majority of the press. We're going to try to focus on some of the guys doing the right things, maybe even you'll help us identify some of those better organizations and share in their best practices.
Oh, absolutely. I can. We'll talk, and I'll give you some names, and you can talk to them.
Well, that's terrific. Well, Professor Ronald Duska, the professor over at American College, the Charles F. Lamont Chair of Ethics and Professions, thanks once more for joining us.
Okay, Jordan, it's been a pleasure.
All righty, and folks, we need a quick commercial break. You hear that music in our ear. Next, we're going to bring on Alan Lipson, a professional in planning for the future, not a trader, not an ethicist, but in fact, someone who likes to plan for long term. We'll be right back following this quick commercial break.
Whether the market's up or down, or if you're looking to improve your portfolio, our experts are ready to talk to you. Call now, toll free, 866-472-5790. That's 866-472-5790. Voice America Business Network.
At the Magna Investment Group, our job is to maximize returns for both institutional and individual investors. We have a team of licensed investment professionals who are available to handle all facets of financial planning, insurance, and investing for individual retail accounts. Go online now at magnetinvesting.com and see what we can do to help your financial success. Call right now, 1-973-895-4444. The Magna Investment Group, a disciplined way to pick winning stocks.
These days, everyone is looking for information on staying young, healthy, and fit. The Voice America Health and Wellness Network is here to help you on your quest to better health and a better you. We talk about everything from diet, fitness, and aging to substance abuse, personal growth, mental health, and much more. Learn from our experts who cover health and wellness from traditional and holistic perspectives. Tune in to the Voice America Health and Wellness Network. Healthy living starts here.
To perform at your maximum potential, you need to have all aspects of your life working properly. On Mind, Brain, and Body, Dr. Michael John Kell will bring you honest, open discussions concerning your physical, mental, and financial health. If you're ready to find purpose and meaning in your life, tune in to Mind, Brain, and Body every Friday at 8 a.m. Pacific. Mind, Brain, and Body on Voice America Health and Wellness. Radio dedicated to your health, wealth, wisdom, and purpose.
When it comes to business, you'll find the experts here. Voice America Business Network.
You're logged on to Magna Investing with Jordan Kimmel. If you would like to call in with a question or comment for Jordan or his guest, dial toll-free at 866-472-5790. Once again, that number is 866-472-5790. Let's get back to another segment of Magna Investing. Here's Jordan Kimmel.
And welcome back to Magna Investing with me, your host, Jordan Kimmel. It's a pleasure now to bring on a colleague and a friend. He is the president of National Life Insurance. It's Alan Lipson. And Alan, thanks so much for joining us.
My pleasure, Jordan. Good to be joining you.
All righty, good. And let me just share, as you know, the M in Magnet stands for the management behind it, who's behind the scenes. I know you are a longtime veteran in the insurance and planning business, but please take, without being shy, a couple minutes for your own accomplishments and what brought you to this place today.
Well, basically, I've been in the insurance business for 32 years, and I've built up a practice of 2,500 clients on individual products such as life insurance, disability income, long-term care, and annuities. And the other part of our practice is in group insurance, where we insure corporations primarily for their medical insurance. That's on the retail side. And on the wholesale side, I work with various broker-dealers to work with their representatives and place the insurance business for the representatives with the general public.
Well, fantastic. And let me share, you know, almost everybody, every adult has some insurance one way or another, at least they should, but planning it and having the right plan is different. And there's a lot of expertise involved, and I'm going to tell our listeners, just for full disclosure, Alan actually helped me on my personal last insurance policy, as professional as could be, walk through lots of kind of corners we had to get through. But Alan, why don't you kind of talk about, you know, maybe either some of the mistakes people make, some of the things they don't think about, and how you kind of help either individuals or organizations think through the proper plans.
Well, one of the biggest mistakes people make in, say, the life insurance portion of their portfolio is they don't provide enough benefits for the four key areas, which are really creating a liquidity fund equal to about a year of income, providing funds to pay off their mortgage, providing funds to send their children to college. And the most important component is providing income for the non-working spouse. And so that's a very important component, too. And so, you know, a person may say, yeah, well, I have a $500,000 of coverage. But essentially, it might be that they need $2 or $3 million of coverage. So there's a simple planning process that we go through using those four key components to actually determine what benefits they need. One of the other areas that people don't realize is disability income. You know, if a person is unable to work due to an accident or sickness, who's actually going to provide them an income? Their hospital insurance will, you know, medical insurance will pay the hospital, the doctor, but, you know, who's going to pay them? And so having this income during a time when you're disabled can mean the difference between continuing your standard of living or having a major drop-off at the worst possible time in your life.
Right, and after the storm, it's too late to be building the ark, no doubt. One of the things I heard you say is that there's no solution for everybody and anybody. There's some plan, actually, that needs to be undergone, and maybe people don't have the tools themselves. Maybe they don't think around corners enough. Clearly, with your amount of experience, you've kind of seen a lot of individual cases. You touched on a couple of examples of what people really need to consider, but, you know, people need to go beyond the thought of whether to buy term or whole life. Do you have any kind of advice you can give globally, or do you really feel the need to sit down with each individual?
There's a statement that I like to use with people, and that is, you know, I ask a question, well, what do you think is the best kind of insurance to have? And they're thinking maybe it's term, whole life, universal life, variable life, index life, whatever product it is, but that's not really the answer. The best kind of insurance to have is the type that's enforced when you need it. You know, being a person who's delivered, say, $1 million claim check to a widow in New Jersey, I could tell you she didn't care whether it was term or universal. She just cared that she got the check in her time of crisis, in her time of need. And so our communities in general, the people really shouldn't, you know, spend too much time stressing over the type that they buy. Of course, term insurance is the least expensive in the short haul, and then any of the cash value plans can create wealth as you pay your premiums as time goes forward. But it's more important to put a benefit in place and have the benefits available when you need it. The other thing is you could have a wheelbarrow full of money and not be able to get the insurance because of your health. So you pay for the insurance with money, but you're actually buying it with your good health. And that's the time. You'll never be any younger. You know, it's not likely your health is going to improve dramatically. So, you know, it's a good time to sit down with an appropriate person and take care of your family, the people that you love. And also on the business side, there are various products like overhead expense and key man policies to keep the business running if something should happen. And so the larger your family or the more successful you are, that creates more of a need to create insurance benefits and take care of the people that you want to.
Right. I think that's a great point, and I appreciate you also bringing up the way more than two choices, whole life and term. There's a lot of complexities. I think that sometimes insurance companies have been able to actually learn and continue to offer new and innovative products. And if you're not a specialist in this area, I'm not sure you're really in a position to make the right selections or even know what's available. Tell me, in your experience, is it getting more complex, or do they just kind of need to have a professional to know what's available?
It really is not getting more complex. No one's really out there reinventing the wheel. The four or five basic types of life insurance have been that way for a while. It's just a matter of determining what your needs are, what type of money commitment you'd like to put forward to pay for your benefits, and then implementing the plan, picking the best possible insurance company. You see, as a broker, we represent all the insurance companies, which, you know, is better for the client. So we could match the client with the best possible company and product based on their health, their age, the state that they reside in, and how much money they'd like to set aside for their insurance benefits.
Okay, Alan, you know, I think it's important enough to go back over that point. Most people might know the difference, but please make sure they understand the difference between an insurance broker and an insurance agent.
Sure. An insurance agent is a professional in the insurance business, but likely the insurance agent only represents one company. That's the company that they work for. And so if they're presenting or selling a policy to one of their clients, it'll be placed with that one company. Whereas a broker has the whole industry at their disposal and goes through an extra step to match the client with the best possible company. It's always in the client's interest to have choices of companies and then create the best fit for that client and company.
Right. I think it's a huge distinction. And let me also say, you know, I introduced you as the president of National Insurance. Why don't you kind of go a little bit, you know, a lot of people are familiar with National Securities as either a money management firm, a brokerage firm. Explain the role you have within National Securities and your ability to work with other broker-dealers and individuals who are not, say, clients of National Securities.
Okay. There's an umbrella company called National Holdings Corporation, and what they've done is decided to work with several broker-dealers, such as National Securities, V Finance, and Equity Station. So on the wholesale side, what I do is consult with those financial advisors to, again, try to fit the best possible company with their clients. So, you know, as they're advising their clients, insurance often comes up, and then they'll contact me and my department, and we will make sure that their client receives that fit, best product, best price, best company. And so, you know, not everyone's in perfect health, so you might have to use a certain company. And then we price those companies against each other to see who's going to give the best deal to that client. And so we work with those broker-dealers and all of their hundreds of reps to bring the insurance to bear and facilitate the placement of the policies.
Okay, listen, we're going to run out of time. Before they play music in our ear and we can't hear ourselves, why don't you share your contact information, phone number, website, how either an individual or an organization or even other broker-dealers want to meet you and get your 30 years of expertise on their plate. How do they contact you, Alan?
It's Alan Lipson, and the best number to reach me at is 212-417-8130, and my email is alipson, L-I-P-S-O-N, at nationalsecurities.com.
Well, that's fantastic. And let me share again, I enlisted the professionalism, Alan, for me and my family, did a great job. Not only that, we got to know each other, and he is a ball player from the Bronx, a regular guy, a good guy who makes it kind of simple and easy. Alan, thanks so much for joining us today, and continue great health for you, and continue great work on behalf of your clients.
Thank you, Jordan. I look forward to seeing you soon.
All righty. Terrific. And that was Alan Lipson, over president, National Securities Insurance. And following this quick break, folks, we're going to bring some things home that we've been talking about for months, some big announcements being made, some plans ahead. Stick with us. We'll be right back following this commercial break.
Whether the market's up or down, or if you're looking to improve your portfolio, our experts are ready to talk to you. Call now, toll free, 866-472-5790. That's 866-472-5790. Voice America Business Network.
At the Magna Investment Group, our job is to maximize returns for both institutional and individual investors. We have a team of licensed investment professionals who are available to handle all facets of financial planning, insurance, and investing for individual retail accounts. Go online now at magnetinvesting.com and see what we can do to help your financial success. Call right now, 1-973-895-4444. The Magnet Investment Group, a disciplined way to pick winning stocks.
It's sex education like you've never heard before. Want to improve your love life? You know, that love life. Join sexual wellness expert and certified erotic educator Jaya for Sex with Jaya. She'll bring you cutting-edge techniques to expand your erotic repertoire. Jaya will offer advice and speak with guests who will shed light on everything to do with sex. You can even listen together with that special someone. Sex with Jaya is broadcast live every Friday afternoon at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Variety Channel. Frankly Speaking About Cancer is a program designed to empower survivors and their caregivers to deal with the social and emotional challenges of cancer. Drawing on resources from wellness communities throughout America and abroad, the show will invite physicians, researchers, nurses, social workers, patients, and caregivers to share their advice on how to live a better life with cancer. Join host Kim Tibaldo, President and CEO of the Wellness Community, Tuesday afternoons at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Network.
From the boardroom to you, Voice America Business Network.
You're logged on to Magnet Investing with Jordan Kimmel. If you would like to call in with a question or comment for Jordan or his guests, dial toll free at 866-472-5790. Once again, that number is 866-472-5790. Let's get back to another segment of Magnet Investing. Here's Jordan Kimmel.
All right, folks, and welcome back to Magnet Investing with Jordan Kimmel. And let me share, earlier on we heard from one of the leading ethicists in the nation, and what we've been doing for months now is kind of transforming this discussion from the short-term market direction to the longer-term view. And what's really exciting, we are right now under discussions with my favorite media source, Voice America, to come up with yet another show that's going to actually focus on helping to rebuild trust in organizations. And that sounds like a mouthful, maybe even an unachievable task at the moment, but folks, it is not. The same way Magnet Investing was tested out to actually blend value, growth, and momentum indicators for individual stocks, we've lately become associated with a number of organizations that measure other things, that actually measure things like sustainability and corporate governance, executive pay, ethics, all these different factors that actually make companies more trustworthy, more sustainable, and maybe even better longer-term investments. And in the very near future, there will be some major announcements made. We're extremely excited about the organizations that have come together here. But what's interesting is, as opposed to, say, green investing or socially responsible investing, where people were screening out for negatives. For example, some people didn't want to invest in tobacco. Other people didn't want to invest in companies that had anything to do with, say, guns, pornography, or what like. They were negatively screening out companies they didn't want to be associated with. What about being able to measure companies for treating their employees and customers the best, loyalties, and giving back to their community? What's fascinating is that you don't give up any returns for doing that. You actually can identify companies with a combination of the factors that Magnet looks for, coupled with the other factors that look for, say, more responsible or sustainable companies. Well, folks, a lot of math has been done behind all this. A lot of work has been done behind the scenes. And in the near future, we've got some pretty, pretty big announcements to be made. And what I think we're going to start to do is work more with some foundations and some nonprofits that want their money managed according to these philosophies. And now, as it all comes together in a beautiful facility in Morristown, I will be working with a group of professionals. There's maybe 12, 14 people over at the group, specializing in income-producing, more conservative-type investments. We're going to bring Magnet into a new office at 973-285-3281. Now, later today, I will be completing my next article for Equity Magazine. If you haven't been over to the website magnetinvesting.com, it is loaded with articles, television appearances from CNBC, Fox, ABC, and the like. And it's been, over the last decade, an amazing 600 appearances on national TV. Sometimes I can't figure out why they keep wanting me back. I know we have a couple dates for Fox and CNBC for later on in the month. I wonder why they have me back if I've been so consistent and I'm not willing to say that the Fed announcement of this day or that day, the PPI, the CPI, don't really make a drop of difference. What really makes a difference is actually having a plan, sticking with the plan, and then tactically figuring out when certain areas of the market are pessimistic enough to allocate more money if, in fact, those companies continue to stay healthy. So what we're doing is I have been meeting with so many of the leading thought thinkers in terms of all these areas of corporate governance. You've heard many of these experts actually come on over the last couple months. But, folks, this is all a preview and all a matter of work that needs to be done. Now, folks, any of you who've been in my office, who've seen the ships in a bottle, understand how much work is actually done before you pull on that string and all the sales actually come into place. Delicate work behind the scenes, planning, structuring, interconnection. And this has been an absolutely exciting and fun time for me. All this taking place while a new bull market gets created, while trust has been actually brought down to a level where there frankly isn't enough trust to go around, whether it's in public companies, in the media, in the government. And just like the darkest time of night when people don't believe daylight comes out again, just like we had on a couple of segments ago, the author of The Fourth Turning, what an unbelievable book, which actually turns around and talks about decade-long mood changes that the country and all countries go through. And in 1997, he actually predicted that there would be a breakdown in trust coming from a financial crisis, only to set the stage for rebuilding. Now, as we go forward, as we have 9 billion people on this planet, we have to figure out a way to consume more without consuming the planet. We have to figure out a way to go beyond the debate of whether corporations are actually existing to maximize profits or to generate profits within a social context of employee, customer, and community. And I think very clearly, while everybody believes things are getting worse and worse and worse, I believe a great extent of it is simply coming from 24-hour media and bloggers. Everyone wants to capture the biggest fire, the biggest breakdown, the biggest bankruptcy, the biggest problems, the most bloodshed. And if we can just change the tune a little bit and highlight those companies, as a little bit earlier we were hearing about that the professor was talking about, well, Dr. Duska clearly talked about some great organizations. Interestingly, he was hesitant to share the names of the great guys. I think we're going to change that message going forward. We have right now a stack of books coming from the leading experts around the nation, both in the stock market, business organizations, trust and ethics. We have guests lined up for the next couple of months. We've even gone to a three-guest segment, and I hope you've been enjoying the show. I hope you're looking forward to our next show. Meanwhile, as always, stay balanced, stay focused. Think green, folks. Think green in terms of profits, sustainability, and doing the right thing for you, yourself, your community, as well as your own family. I wish you a profitable Magna week ahead. And, folks, we'll see you right here next week, same time, Voice America Business. Have a great week. And remember, stay balanced, stay focused, and we'll see you later. Think long term. Bye now. See you next week.
Voice America Business Channel would like to thank you for logging on to Magna Investing with Jordan Kimmel. Tune in each and every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern Time for another exciting hour of Magna Investing right here on the Bottom Line in Business Talk, the Voice America Business Channel.